It is in South County. It's kind of between Balm and Lithia, and it seems like it's kind of on the southeastern edge of the landfill, so it's hard to tell looking at the map, but it's probably primarily on a karst type of geology that is predominant in Hillsborough County and most of Central Florida.
What is karst?
Well, it's basically almost like limestone honeycomb. In other words, a lot of the country and geologists, when they go to school, they learn about hydrology and how water drains down to the aquifer. And in most cases, it pretty much goes straight down in a straight line. But in karst, it's almost like there's a beehive of limestone and pockets, so that the aquifer doesn't necessarily percolate down straight. It goes in these little channels, and so it doesn't have the same level of stability as, say, the clay areas of North Georgia.
And so, of course, the stability is in jeopardy here with this sinkhole. How do you think that this sinkhole underneath a landfill could affect the aquifer?
Well, there's some kind of a liner that they put in the landfill before they put the trash on top of it. But what's not clear looking at the sinkhole, particularly because it almost looks like it's starting to look like a mine shaft. I mean, instead of just this giant, you know, depression, it's getting a center, which seems to be much deeper. So the question really is the liner that protects the aquifer and keeps the waste from seeping into the groundwater, has that been penetrated because of the sinkhole?
If it has been, what are some dangers there? What types of materials would be in this landfill that you wouldn't want to get in the aquifer? And if they did get in, what would the effect be?
I'm not sure what's in that landfill. And I think that's a big question, because I believe that's the only one in the county that's a Class 1 landfill. And I think that means that they accept everything. So I don't know, you know, for example, like batteries. Are batteries buried in there? What was buried in there? When was that particular section utilized? Because the environmental rules and what we understand about the degradation of, you know, chemicals has evolved. So is that an older part of the landfill where maybe just anything was dumped in there? For example, over in Dover, we have the old phosphate mine, the Sydney mine, which was used as a dump. And it's now a Superfund site and subject to all sorts of cleanup, which I think it's pretty much been allegedly remediated. But I don't know. It could be battery acid. It could be who knows what. Some of the chemicals that we're using today have been in existence probably less than 50 or 100 years. So we don't even know what kinds of things may eventually happen when they break down.
And finally, Vivian Baca, this is in a section of the county that has a lot of phosphate mines. Do you know anything about the history of phosphate mining where this landfill is?
Not specifically on that landfill, but we do know that phosphate changes the composition, of the ground and stirs up radon and changes the way the ground percolates. So, I would be concerned because you don't know how much, you know, where were the old gypsum stacks, things like that. One thing I would be curious to find out, because I couldn't really tell from the map, but as the crow flies, it looks to me like this is 2 to 3 miles from the reservoir, the C.W. Bill Young Reservoir, which is I believe, the largest reservoir in certainly the state of Florida, if not the entire country. And, you know, we're talking about, as part of the fix for the cracks, raising the height of that reservoir. So is the fact that we've got a sinkhole under the landfill an anomaly, or does it really indicate that there could be possibly a chain of karst caves that maybe go underground through our county all the way from, you know, the Dover Plant City area, which was the major focus of the sinkholes last year, down past the reservoir and to the landfill. I mean, the last time I asked a question, they said that, you know, they had done tests when they did the reservoir. You know, you have to say to yourself that our entire, for the most part, most of our county is on an area that's geologically sensitive. So I think we need to be aware of that when we locate facilities.